Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Bird's Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy teas sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Pop Off.
This week we're talking about I'm a Celeb and Trish from Big Brother's resurfaced tweets.
We're sharing our picks on who we think will be winning big at the Grammys.
And I let you know my feelings on how you should be dressing up for people's birthdays.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode in, I'm going to declare it as the worst month of the year.
Why?
Nothing happened.
Oh,
everyone's,
yeah,
everyone's broke. No one wants to do anything. Everyone's skint from summer and Halloween and wants to save money for December. The weather's shit. It's like the first time that everything actually goes cold. Like, what is there to do? At least in, like, January. Like, January, it's like, oh, I guess it's like a new year, so you can start trying to do things.
Yeah.
February, short. March, it starts to get warm. November, everybody always says the start of the year is the worst. I think November's the worst month.
I think the start of the year is the worst.
Really?
Yeah. I just have a massive calm down from, like, December and stuff, and I'm just like, oh, like, it's, like, cold, cold. Like, now is actually not, like, if you actually deep, it's actually not that cold.
Yeah, but I feel like in January I'm planning things which never end up happening. But like I'm going to the gym in January. It never lasts, but I'm going to the gym. I usually like change up my hair. I plan like to do new stuff. Like I rework like how I want to do my career. Nothing ever lasts, but for that like first 4 weeks, I'm like busy.
Yeah.
Whereas in November, I have no fucking motivation.
Yeah, exactly. But don't you like just like chilling, like having an excuse to do nothing?
It kind of spirals for me more though, because it feels like I'm not wasting my life away. That's actually the wrong thing. I meant like I'm not doing anything.
No,
like,
I know
like, I'm
what
not
you mean.
Moving anywhere. Like,
I feel like I'm literally wasting my life away in a way. But at the same time, I'm just like I'm just happy just chilling. Like I don't know. I don't have like the urge to like. Oh fuck, maybe that's just because it's a bit, I'm actually like, there's something wrong with me.
But I'm like, I'm happily to chill. But no, I'm not happily to chill. I have no motivation to work all day and then it gets to 8 p.m. and then I'll be depressed because I've done nothing and be like, what the fuck, I'm wasting my entire career. I'm so lucky to be in a position to like work for myself and do this and I can't have the motivation. Tomorrow I'm going to change it and then I wake up and do nothing again.
I know. No, it's actually so true. I find it hard to like, and especially when you see like other influencers and stuff like, Alex, this is such a stupid example, but like Alex O, or even like one of my favorite influencers is like Michaela Noguera, the makeup girl. And she's like posting like, she has a weekend and she posts 3 videos a day, like 5 days a week. And I'm just like, you have such a schedule. Like I can't, like I try and wake up and like, before I know it, it's fucking 12 o'clock.
No, but you post loads. I always think you post like really like a good
amount.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm like doing, like I guess I am, but at the same time, because it's not like a structured thing that is like planned to like get anywhere. Yeah. It's like, what's the point of this?
Right, I kind of get what you mean. Like you wish there was more like of a strategy to
your
posting.
Yeah, right, that's the word, strategy. I don't even know the fucking word.
Well, but at least you pose.
I need to know. I actually need to make like, yeah, but babe, like you've had the like, you've had your a good career. Bitch, I ain't even fucking started.
Take a sabbatical. Take some time
basically,
off.
Basically, take some time off. You do. I'm not even there yet. Like, what the fuck am I resting for? It's my time to fucking be grinding.
No, but that actually is. If, as soon as you start resting in this, everybody... Okay, I am not doubting in the slightest that this is an extremely easy job. It is. And I hate when... I actually really dislike when influencers go... it's not as easy as you think that it is fucking easy, unless you are like, as you said, like that girl Michaela who actually posts like 3 videos a day. Like, okay, that is actual work. But if you are like the vast majority of influencers, it is not a hard job. But what I will say is it is so like easy to wrap yourself up in, like, I don't know if paranoia is the right word, but like self-doubt.
Yeah.
And if you take your like foot off the pedal a bit, then you have to like reinvent yourself to get yourself back onto people's stuff. Like, that is the hard part. But in terms of actual workload, yeah, it's not that hard. But in terms of like being able to keep that momentum and you being the only person to put that momentum on yourself, you have to be a strong-minded individual, which I don't think I am.
No, I know. But to be fair, I think it's not hard when like you're not going crazy at it. Like, I think if you actually want to make like, it's a business at the end of the day. So what you put into it is what you get out. So if you're putting in like the hard graft 3 times a day and you're pushing it, like even for example like Alex Earl or even Monet, she's like, they're putting in like, she doesn't, Monet doesn't put in put out as many videos as Alex Earl, but she edits her videos to a T. That's why she gets so many like likes and she gets so much traction and stuff. But like the amount of work that she puts in, like you can really see it. It doesn't take her one day. She doesn't film it in the TikTok app. But if you put in that work, like you're good, like it's not, I don't think it's easy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But then like,
but I also know girls who put in the same amount of work as me and make a disgusting amount of money.
Really?
Yeah. But then I'm also like, oh wait, what? I was going to say a point about...
Yeah, but are they like...
Oh, wait, what?
Sorry, did they have their... Because I feel like you've done, like, are they like in a similar position as you where they've done like really, really well?
I guess it's like anomalies. I feel like it's a career field where it's like not as black and white as like majority of career fields where it's like you work your way up and you get promoted with time and you start at the bottom and go to the top. Like some people can start at, some people's like first and second year in the field will be their highest paid and it will only go down from there. Like very not many career industries which reflect that. But what I was going to say was also, I feel like you're...
It's very not many. That's such a me.
You're like in like For You pages where it's like other creators. My For You pages is literally just like fucking like reality TV clips and like fucking like edits from TV shows. Like I am not like, I forget that. Like, you know what? I don't go on TikTok and get inspired. I go on TikTok and all of a sudden I'm sat watching a fucking 10 minute clip of Love Island Australia like from 2008.
Oh, listen, but this is, that's the thing about TikTok though. I will feel inspired for that 5 minutes like after watching the video, but then a fucking clip of like fucking Real Housewives, which I've never watched in my life, will come on. I'm like texting my friend like, what season of Real Housewives like, do I start on? Like,
oh, anyway, we got off track. What have you been up to this week? That was a random start. What have you been up to?
Not much. I mean, I'm still not drinking. It's actually really nice. Do you know, like, when you don't drink, you kind of get... I'm like, what do I even drink for? Because I'm scared of drinking. Because, like, the after effects, I'm like, is it actually even worth it?
So, you think you might keep it up past November?
No, I'm definitely not. But, like, I think I'm just want to, like, maybe... Or probably not in December, because... It's December, isn't it? Like, anything goes. But, like, maybe next year.
Be more
year.
Conscious.
Yeah.
Rather than not go teetotal, but be more like, do I need this?
Yeah, do I need to be drinking? Right. Because, honestly, like, it rocks me for a couple days. Like, I used to be all good.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? I was like, I could probably do a month sober, but I could do a month sober knowing that I could have a drink at the end of that month.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if someone was like, you can't ever have an alcoholic drink again, that would shake me quite a lot.
Yeah, no, I think like a lot of young people do have alcohol problems. Yeah. Though. Like a lot of my friends that I, like not a lot of my friends, but loads of people that I know, why am I saying the same thing but in a different way? But I know people that like binge heavy on the weekend and that is an alcohol problem.
Yeah,
to be binging that hard.
Because you're only supposed to drink 2 to 3 units a week, I think, which is... 2 glasses of wine or 3 glasses of wine.
And that's recommended. If you actually deep like how much of a poison alcohol is, like it's so bad for you. And like, if you actually deep, right, that we're like drinking something to feel like a bit drunk and like our brain to not be, to be missing out segments.
Why is that in my head like that's fun?
Yeah.
Like what is the brain chemistry that like my reactions... What's the word? My like brain processing and reaction time slowing down equals fun.
I know, but that's the thing. That's why I'm like, shit. The only times I've actually went in a drink the past two weeks is like when I've been stressed about something. Do you know what I mean? It's just like not in a like, oh fucking hell, I want like a bottle of vodka, but it's like, oh, like I would love to go out for a drink with my friends sort of thing, just to like de-stress.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes you actually just have to like work through it, like sober. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I don't know. Like the whole after effect of alcohol is actually kind of fucked. I'll be real.
No, it is.
And so many YouTubers as well. Like, oh, what's her name? Her name used to be, she's a YouTuber. I used to watch her so much back in the day.
Andrea Russett.
Yes.
Yep.
She is, like, she's in rehab at the moment.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you? And there's so many YouTubers. I feel like just, I don't know if it's an American thing.
I was about to say,
binge.
I feel like it's more spoken about in America. Whereas like it's seen as British culture to drink. It's not seen as a problem. Whereas Americans will like drink in their early 20s and then for like a couple years and then be like, that was a problem. I need to stop. Whereas British people will like it's British culture for at the age of 40 to have like a glass of wine at the end of every day.
Yeah.
Whereas Americans would view that as a drinking problem at the age of 40, probably.
No, it's more, I think the British thing is like, the like going hard at it. I think the European thing is just like drinking.
Yeah.
But maybe Europeans just make it look classy and we just make it look ugly.
Well, yeah, because you've picture of someone who's having a fucking drink in Europe and they're having like a sangria on the fucking beach. You picture someone having a drink in the UK and it's some fat old white man in a pub with Guinness spilt down his top. Like, it's
I know, it's so true.
The difference. Yeah. That's impressive you've done 2 weeks.
Yeah, once you get past 2 weeks, like you literally, that's it. It's the first weekend where you're just like, fuck's sake, like, I have to go out and like just not.
I would just not go out. But then I was having, who was I fucking having this conversation with? I can't remember. I was having this conversation where I was like, oh, I could not drink for a month, but I just wouldn't go out. And someone's like, well, that's not a solution. You need to go out.
You actually would, like, you would go out, but you would just be like, I'm going home now. Like, literally.
I would be so boring and miserable.
Yeah.
To the point where I would probably stop getting invited out.
But not, nah, Louis.
I hate being around drunk people sober.
No, but you would go, like, but that's why you go out earlier, though. So, like, for example, the only things that I've been out to was when I went to, like, a fundraiser. So it was, like, midweek anyway, so no one was getting too fucked up. But the last weekend, my friend had, like, drinks, and then she was going out, like, later. And I was like, babe, if you're going out past, like, 8 p.m., I ain't coming, like, do you know what I mean?
But then I'm like, that's what I mean. It's like, oh, well, clearly it's too much of a temptation.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm saying this anyways, because I actually haven't been out. I've been out once, like, I actually don't want to go out.
Oh, I know where I heard this. It was on Ricky and Denzel's podcast. Denzel asked Ricky, would he not drink for the rest of his life for $1 million? Mm-hmm. And Ricky would be like, yeah, I could do that. I just wouldn't go out. And Denzel was like, well, that's you still having like that's still a problem, because it's like, you should be able to be in these social situations without drinking. Anyway, I went to the cinema.
Did you?
I watched a film called How to Have Sex. It is... Oh, who's it starring? Let me check.
Did you learn?
No, it's actually... It sounds like a comedy. It's a very serious film. The lead is Mia McKenna-Bruce, who is T from The Dumping Ground.
Oh.
And...
I saw the cast, like, growing up from The Dumping Ground. Is she really old now?
Yeah, she's just had a baby in real life. But the film is fantastic. It is about a group of girls who just finished their GCSEs and go to Malia, or maybe Magaluf, for, like, a holiday. And their main character is a virgin. And it's, like, sort of about, like... It is about trigger warning sexual assault. But it's in a way that I feel like is quite underrepresented in media, because it's like not like you're obvious. I mean, it is obviously sexual assault, but it's not like super graphic and super like, and it's I think it's something that's probably like an alarming amount of people could relate to.
Yeah.
And it's in a way that is like, it really touches you, because it's like it feels more real than like when you go and watch a film and it's over dramatized and all that kind of stuff.
And I feel like it's films like that are good for people, for awareness, for other people as well, to be like, oh shit.
Me and my friend came out and we were both like I think a lot of straight men, like teenage 16-year-old boys, would sit down and watch that and be like, oh, that's not that deep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really good. Yeah.
I'm going to do a Friendsgiving this year.
Nice.
I do it every year, but last year I was so fucking insanely hungover. So, like, I just got my friends to cook all the food for me. But this year I want to, like, really plan it out, have, like, do a proper invitation, because I'm actually sick of people, like, inviting people places and they don't make an effort. That's why I was like, I don't really know about doing a birthday thing this year as well, because when are we all going to get to the age where you're actually going to make an effort to fucking look nice? Like, it's actually annoying, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're invited to a birthday and you're wearing a plain white T-shirt. What's that about? Plain white T-shirt, jeans and a trainer.
Yeah, it depends where we're going. Like, I'm not dressing up to go for a few, like, cocktails.
A few cocktails is different.
But what do you mean? I just think it's respect.
Like, I think it's honestly respectful to like make an effort for someone else's birthday. I think that's actually like your due diligence as a friend.
Yeah, I would to an extent, but like I wouldn't go out and buy a new outfit.
No, you don't need to. You can wear something in your house, Lewis. I'm sure you have a shirt.
But also it would depend on the location I go, because I feel like for the majority of my friends' birthdays, I'm not going to locations where I wear a shirt.
Okay, not necessarily a shirt, but like. Like, if you turn up in Uggs, no offense. Oh. Like, if I turn up in Uggs to someone's birthday, like, what the fuck is that about?
What's wrong with that?
No, Lewis, did you actually turn up to your friend's birthday?
I would not be offended if someone wore Uggs to my...
Oh,
I mean,
so
obviously
offended.
It would depend what I'm doing. If I'm throwing, like, a party, that's different. But if I'm like, oh, let's all go to... Like, for my birthday this year, me and my friends went on like a party bus and then to karaoke and then to like a bar. If someone was wearing like jeans and Uggs to that, I wouldn't be like, what are you doing?
I would. I mean, I would just be thinking it in my head.
Like, I wouldn't even clock it.
Even saying that like anyone has, as I said, I'm not saying that anyone has to go out and buy their own a new outfit or anything like that. But I think like as a friend, like, it's important to like make an effort to show that you actually care about this event that you're going to.
I do agree but it's all dependent on.
Do you feel like you're that friend that actually just turns up? Like,
no, because I never look bummy. Thank you.
Yeah, but period.
I would never turn up at a venue and someone would look me up and down, going, "What the fuck are you wearing?"
Yeah.
Because even if I do look bummy, I would be doing bummy in styles to the point where I look styled. Bummy.
I know what you mean. No, like, I would
turn up in like a matching tracksuit to the point where it's like, okay, it may not be appropriate, but I still look good, so it's kind of like let off because like a purpose.
You look cool, yeah.
But in terms of like, I agree to that, but I also would like hold the person who's throwing the birthday to the same level. So it's like,
oh, of course.
If you want to throw, say we're going to this nice place for drinks for my birthday, I will dress up to that venues.
Yes, of course, of course, to the standard. If I specifically said to you, "Oh, it's a chill thing," like really, like don't worry, sort of thing. Because maybe I'm more anal about what to wear. Because whenever there's a thing, I like to know. I get really irritated when events don't do or brands don't do like a dress code sort of thing.
Yeah,
because I'm like, it could be fucking anything, you know. But I always kind of ask my friend, like, "Oh, what type of vibe is it?" So I know, should I be putting in the effort, or if they're like, "No, it's just a chill thing," or I just look at like where we're going, or like what we're doing afterwards. If we're going for dinner and then drinks afterwards, then I'm gonna like make more of an effort. If we're literally going for like a chilled dinner on a Wednesday afternoon, then obviously I can wear trainers and jeans. I can be a little bit more chill.
I also feel like I know my pockets of friends enough to like know what.
Yeah.
So for example, like say if I'm going to a certain dinner with a certain group of friends who I know we're going to somewhere nice after. Not that we've sat down and planned that, but there's a high possibility.
Yeah.
I'll dress up nice. But if someone invited me over to their house for a dinner, like you're saying, for like a Friendsgiving, like a Friendsmas, I don't know if I'd dress up.
Oh, I would. Maybe I'm just on TikTok too much and I see like the girl. There's this girl that I follow and she lives in this really nice New York apartment and she like cooks now and again for like her friends. She's like, make sure he's got a bob. Really cute. And then like, oh, she does like themes. So that's what I'm going to do. Maybe. So she's I don't know, like a fucking glitter theme or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
No, if there was a theme, I obviously would. But if it was just like, oh, I'm having like a Friendsgiving, like come round, I'd probably like go chill.
Okay, well, I'll make sure that I
make sure you say a theme.
It's not a fucking cozy chill vibe, thing. Okay? Next, what happens in the world, which is so fucking random. Well, the first thing wasn't random. It was very expected. Suella got fired. Woohoo!
Woo!
And then David Cameron got fucking elected.
It's literally like, I saw a tweet and it's so accurate. It's like, this country couldn't even let us have half an hour of happiness.
Like, it was like, boom, like real fucking quick. But yeah, so she actually got, so if you didn't know, she actually got fired because she was just meddling with the fucking police. And they obviously, because I didn't actually know at first. So obviously it was Remembrance Day on Sunday. And then also there was a Palestine march. And then she basically just kind of incited violence by saying that there was going to be violence there by right-wing people. And obviously there was violence, but if she just shut her mouth and didn't say anything, and let the police deal with it because it wasn't her business. That's not your job to be talking. But then my mum was like, she saw somewhere that, not that she said she didn't believe it, but that she was doing it on purpose to get like fired, which is kind of interesting because like...
What, because of the like backlash she's been receiving?
I don't know why I get fired.
She seems like the type of evil cow.
No, but that's a... She is next level.
No, that's what I mean. That like the hate that she's receiving from people would like... encourage her even more. You know what I mean? Like, she seems like so nasty that like the fact that everyone's calling her these names would make her be like, yes, like,
really?
Yeah.
I saw a video the other day and she was having an interview and she was like, my dream would be to see all those immigrants on the boat back to Rwanda. I was like,
no, she's genuinely like,
what the fuck?
Like on the verge of American politics, like
next
Trump.
Yeah.
Like, how is this coming out your mouth?
Yes.
Like, obviously, like, the Tories are actual fucking cunts and a lot of the stuff they say is fucked up, but she is like another level of evil.
Yeah. But I think it is important for everyone to be doing their research about each person, because also, as I've been saying, like, I don't vote Labour no more. And now everyone's like, I don't vote Labour no more. Because they're all fucking
but
evil, mate.
It's just
mate.
So annoying because it's like...
And I don't vote Tory either, if you didn't know. Yeah. I vote Green Party.
It gets to the point where it's just like, this country is so fucked that there's not even an option that that my morals and positions in this country align with. And it's just like... So, like,
There is. It's just not the two bait ones.
Or like, well, I mean, there is, but not to the point where... they're going to actually be able to get a look at it.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is as long as they've got more seats, the better. But I'm just like, there's just, everything's quite overstimulating at the moment. I'm a bit of like, I mean, some people would call me a fucking conspiracy theorist. I don't really think it's a conspiracy, but I think like when there's like so much stuff going on, I'm just like, what is going on behind the scenes? Because this is what is being put out to us, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, there will be so much
I know.
That goes on behind the walls of the House of Commons.
I know.
Anyway, speaking of political figures and evil people, Nigel Farage is entering I'm a Celeb.
I know. Oh, talking about that, actually, did you see the hashtag boycott I'm a Celeb because Nigel Farage is on it? I fucking hate these people that are like, stop watching this. Sorry, he's already been paid over £1 million pounds. Like, it's too late, darling.
It is annoying, but I don't know how to explain it. It's like, people shouting and screaming about it is the exact reaction they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people being like, this is disgusting, this is da-da-da.
It's bringing traction.
Do you think ITV put them on expecting everyone to be like, yay! And then they're now like, oh no, everyone hates them.
They're trying to controversial.
Because they know
purpose.
That controversy equals ratings.
Right.
It is so fucked up, but it is just the way that media and television works, and there's nothing that's going to be changed about it anytime soon.
So this hashtag with literal I'm a Celeb in it is not going to...
But also, as many people who... Like, we see on... As little to shows like reality television, like things like Love Island, and even the way that Big Brother's about to go, to like actual like people who are being voted into the House of Commons... There are as many people who are for fucking people like Nigel Farage as there are against it. Like, I'm a Celeb, I'm not completely catering to like 20 to 30 year olds who are on Twitter.
And live in London or in a major city.
Most of those people don't even watch TV. Right. Most of the people who are saying boycott I'm a Celeb, were you even going to watch it in the first place?
No, you weren't.
Like, the majority of people who watch I'm a Celebrity, as you can see from the past fucking winners, it's all men, all the females go first. It's all usually white men who make it to the end and win. Awesome, like, inoffensive white female. Like, the people watching are probably... The people who actually tune in and watch the show are probably thrilled to see Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Like, it's the people who don't watch the show who are outraged.
Yeah, literally. So just
But the rest of the cast, minus him, it's an actual okay cast.
I think it's a very good
usually
cast.
I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
The mon I'm most excited for, of course, is Nella Rose. I do not think... Like, I'm a Celebrity... could not have casted a better representative from social media than Nella. She is hilarious, but not only is she hilarious, is that like she's so lovable. She's so unproblematic. I can't imagine why anyone would have a bad word to say about her, because as much as like she is so funny and so popular, she does it in so not an annoying way and in a way that you still want to root for her. Mm-hmm. Like I was so happy when I saw that she was the, because I had such a strong feeling that there was going to be a social media star in this year, because they haven't had one for ages since Jack Maynard, who got kicked off the show on like the second day because
Jack Maynard
old tweets, Connor Maynard's little brother.
But
I just feel like it was like social media's kind of become too big to ignore now.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be this year someone was going to
and
go
she's
in.
Like she's just fucking jokes.
Yeah,
like,
she'll
she's
be so
honestly
good.
To the core, she's funny.
I just hope that
Sam Thompson is a social media star, to be fair.
They said his like thing was
reality.
Maybe reality and radio host?
For who?
Exactly.
Okay. Oh God, I find him so fucking annoying. That'll be real.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but it's humour. It's just not my humour.
Yeah, not my humour at all. It's very much posh boy humour.
Other people who are in it include Fred from First Dates.
He
love
near
him.
Me.
Does he?
Yeah. Danielle from EastEnders. Lola, she died of cancer.
Oh, I
was like, no, not in real life.
Yeah, oh my God, I shouldn't laugh at that.
Yeah.
I was not laughing at that, obviously. I like her. She's funny.
Who, Danielle?
Yeah, she seems really funny.
Well, I've you
seen,
know her?
No, not personally. Oh, I've just seen clips of like...
Not me get excited.
Like interviews of her and stuff on like TikTok.
Oh.
And she seems really funny.
Oh, I haven't... I actually don't... I only know her as Lola.
And she like... she, her and Josie Gibson... You know when they like land in Australia... Sorry, Josie Gibson, Big Brother, and this morning is another cast member. You know when they like land in Australia and the paparazzi are all there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her and Josie were being asked about like what they're doing. Josie Gibson was really funny. She was like, I'm going to a weight loss camp.
Who's Josie Gibson?
She won Big Brother, but she is nowadays known for being a This Morning presenter.
Wait, is she on there? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I can't wait to see... Wait, it hasn't started yet, has it?
No, I think it will start after Big Brother ends, which is on Friday. But also... the shock sort of twist, which people didn't know. Also, if you want some insider tea, I don't know if this is actually insider tea, but I know Frankie Dettori is going in late.
Who?
He's like a jockey.
Oh.
But he's going in late. Jamie Lynn Spears is on.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. Do is they it? Get on? Oh, she doesn't get on with Britney. Are we on her
no,
side or
she's
not?
Evil. No, she's evil.
Oh, right, sorry. Have you been reading that book, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
One chapter. But
let's start. Well done.
Fuck Jamie Lynn Spears. I hope she's first out. But I just know that the British public are going to vote her for every trial. It's so annoying. I'm a Celebrity is a fucking annoying show. And it's a show for people over the age of 50.
No, 100%.
Like, it's not entertaining.
Do you know, or like people with like, no offense, but no friends.
Yeah. Or people who live in like a small town and like in like the middle of like fucking like... East
but I want to be that person now. Like the person that shops at B&M and is from a small town.
I do not.
I do.
What? You know what? I don't know if this is rude to say, but what do these people do with their days? Obviously,
who?
Like those like stay-at-home mums from like...
It's back in Australia, right? Not in fucking Wales.
Yeah, it's in Australia.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not mums, actually. I don't know why I said stay-at-home mums, because obviously mums are very busy, but like those stay-at-home wives who just like have no kids, have like a dog...
Literally the same thing that we
just
do.
Watched.
Like, realistically. That's why I want to be that.
Yeah, I know. But like, I got at least go out in the evenings. They don't go out in the evenings.
Yeah, they watch this, isn't it?
But like, I guess I wish that that would like satisfy my... That does satisfy me. You're right. I am that.
And then,
right.
And you got Marvin Humes as well.
He's fit.
Yeah, he is. No.
He's what?
I was about to say he's a stay-at-home dad, but he's not. He just earns less than Michelle Humes. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh my God, I almost spat out my drink. I love Rochelle Humes.
Yeah, same.
Rochelle Humes is just that type of, like, she's just that girl. Like, she would be that girl at school pickups.
Yeah. I like, all her sisters are really pretty as well.
Yeah. You know, they're all estranged.
Estranged? What does that mean?
Like, she didn't know them growing up and only got into contact in, like, their 20s.
Really?
Like, that Sophie on Love Island.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
She's a mutual friend.
okay.
No, sorry. Why did I say that? I actually make myself sick sometimes.
I think Rochelle Humes was on Diary of a CEO, or maybe it was Marvin, but one of them was on Diary of a CEO. And apparently Sophie was at like an industry event with Marvin. This was like pre-Love Island. Mm-hmm. But like, and she, like, I don't know, maybe she worked for Marvin's management or something. I don't know. I can't really remember. I saw this like 6 months ago. But long story short, Sophie went up to Marvin and was like, hi, I'm Rochelle's sister. Like, would you pass on my details? Like, I would love to get in contact with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, good cast.
I'll probably watch the first episode, then never watch another one because nothing ever happens on that show.
Yeah.
But if you want some real reality television... I was about to give a recommendation. Made in Chelsea.
Oh yes, I watched Made in Chelsea the other night.
Down nowadays.
Yeah, they were throwing drinks in places. Yep. God, the men are so
hot.
What?
Some of them are really good looking.
Are you fucking
Tristan
joking?
Tristan from Made in Chelsea could get
Tristan is the only one that is good looking. Don't say Miles.
No. I think Harvey's all right looking. The one with the glasses.
What, Sam? But like, yeah, they're all very, compared to like the girls.
The girls are stunning. Those girls on Made in Chelsea look like
they always have been though.
Yeah, but in the early season, they look a lot.
Yeah,
busted.
But when you look back, it's because like they don't have the fillers and shit like that.
But the girls nowadays have that certain look down.
Yes.
Oh my God, they eat that rich bitch look down. That Ruby girl is stunning. Anyway, it is time for a quick break, but right after this, we'll be back to discuss Big Brother and Trisha's recent tweets, which have resurfaced, and the 2024 Grammy nominations.
Ciao.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back.
Hello. So, like a lot of celebs, someone went digging through someone else's old tweets, and this time on the chopping board was Trish from Big Brother. Have they announced the winner?
No, the final's on Friday.
Oh, okay.
She just got evicted, and obviously, like Love Island, all their social media accounts were privated while they were on the show. So
does no one look through these tweets anymore? Like,
this is what I mean. I'll get onto it, but so long story short, Trish was the favorite to win on Big Brother. If you haven't been watching Big Brother, let me give you the backstory. She was the favorite to win. She stood up for like a lot of people in there. She was always on the right side of the arguments. She seemed very morally in tune. Anyway, so she then gets evicted. Like it was a shock eviction. She came off. Everybody loved her. I was calling her the people's princess. And a fucking GoFundMe started for her because she should have won the prize money. This is why you should not give money to people that you do not know. You do not know. It's going back to parasocial relationships. You do not know these people. She is not your friend. She's a stranger on television.
No.
Why are you giving money to her? Anyway, she comes off. She unprivates all her accounts. And within a few hours, people have searched up and found her old tweets. There was... As far as old tweets go, this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
There was homophobic, transphobic, anti-Asian, ableist, a lot. I can't even think what else. Anti-Semitic. And she came out and she apologized and all that stuff. But everyone, I don't know. It's always a tricky thing when it comes to old tweets because it's like, how can you not like, you can't hold someone accountable to the standard of 10 years ago. However, what I will say is I think a lot of people who weren't the tweets were targeted to are jumping in now and saying, well, it's fine, like blah, 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 blah. It was 10 years ago. Also, I do want to say, I think there may be a slight double standards in play here. And it's because Trish was the public favorite. Everybody was so quick to be like, old tweets don't matter because you know if it was someone else in that house. My standpoint is on old tweets, I am actually in the standpoint as that if someone's behavior has clearly changed and you can see that this isn't the same person from 10 years ago, I don't think that you should be held accountable. I think Trisha's behavior has changed, as you can clearly see. You can't keep an act up like that for like 5 weeks, 24/7. It would be tiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she clearly has shown change. But what I am not here for is like the double standards that if this was someone else, I don't know if it would have been the same reaction, that it's like, oh, she's changed. But also maybe that is because if it was someone else, maybe they haven't changed and she has.
I don't know. It always is double. For me, like, I honestly believe it's always double standards, because I think like, yeah, if it was, yeah, well, that's the thing, because I guess if it wasn't the people's favourite and it was like a like white woman that was like a bitch and she came out, then it would be a different issue. But then I think if it was...
But then it's like, you do have to, but I get it. But also it's like, if it's a white woman who's a bitch, then she probably hasn't changed.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Like, whereas Trish was different.
But that's what
show.
I'm saying, because she's a people's favourite. Yeah. But then I'm just trying to put it into perspective of it being different types of people. Do you know what I mean?
I just think like, she is a woman on a reality TV show. Just let her go back to her life. Everyone is trying to like defend her and all that stuff. Like, okay, like, you don't know her. You don't need to die on this hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fine to, not everybody needs to be in the public eye. It's really fine to just move on from this.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know.
I mean, it's just, I guess it's like just a topic for everyone to talk about at the time, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, obviously. But Brother ends this week. By the time, when you're listening to this, the final is the next day. And it's been okay. That's my review on it. I know everybody was waiting to hear my review. It's been okay. Has it been the best season of reality TV ever? No. Has it been the worst? No, it has still been entertaining. There's not been like any iconic moments. You know, like how on Love Island, like there's like Anna's 2 days. Like that was iconic.
Mm.
There's been nothing that's like memorable.
The Love Island games look, there's clips from there that look pretty iconic.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that, I think.
Oh, or was it the Australian Love Island? Like, the Australian Love Island, basically, if you watch Married at First Sight, one of the... Oh, I don't know, there's just a crossover from that, if you know, you know, sort of thing. Did you see that?
Yeah, it is Bronte from Married at First Sight's sister is on
Love Island, and the girl that was with the sister's husband... just before he went on the show, who was texting, which was part of the storyline, is also joining the show.
That's
or has
some
joined
good
the
producing.
Show. That is some good producing. And like, they look shocked. But that's what I'm saying. Listen, don't be sleeping on the Australians, yeah, because they have some shit going on there. Like, and I like how they've linked everything up.
The 2024 Grammy nominations are in. SZA leads the pack with 9. Love that for her. And really excitingly, the second most nominated artist is Victoria Monet, who has 7 nominations.
What song does she sing?
I put it on my own mama, on my... No, don't roll your eyes. Everybody go to Victoria Monet's Instagram and watch the reaction that she has. But if you don't know her backstory, she's basically been like pushed to the side for 10 years to write songs for other artists. And like she got into a record contract, I think, in 2014. And then it just sort of, she got sidetracked to just writing for other artists. And this,
how old is she?
I don't know. This is the first year where she's like been given her flowers, and she's seeing chart success with On My I don't actually know what that song's called, but like that's gonna be about to be her first top 50 in the US, and I think maybe her first charting song ever, solo song. So it's really exciting and it's really sweet, and it's
she's a grown ass woman.
It's a bit like what happened with Ray. When it's like someone who like the industry's pushed aside for ages and they finally like had their breakthrough and been given their flowers. So I'm really excited for Victoria Monet.
The only Grammy tea that I know about is that Bobby person that was on the plane and she's like a gospel singer. And she was singing and she's like, I've been nominated for a Grammy. And then she started singing. And then like after a while, everyone was like, okay, cool. Can you shut the fuck up now? And then like the flight attendant came over. And she was trying to talk about spreading the word of God and stuff like that. And he was like, girl, like, no one wants to hear you sing. Like, literally, please stop.
He was like, everybody wants to hear me sing. Yeah. And he was like, I don't want to hear you sing. So, oh my God, I've loved that. The comments were like, there's no way this is real. Like, the best part was like when she went, who wants to hear me sing? And it was just silent.
Oh my God, how fucking embarrassing can you be?
Oh my God, that was
those
so
are
funny.
Like my worst like performing arts sort of people.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has to hear them at all times. You know, people that just break out into song like, shush.
Anyway, record of the year nominees are...
What's a record?
Song.
A song, okay.
Yeah, but I think... I can't remember the exact details, but I think the difference is record of the year is the producers and all that sort of stuff get credits, whereas song of the year might just be the artist and the songwriter,
right.
I think.
See, that wasn't a dumb question, guys.
Record of the year, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For?
How does that song go?
What was I made
for? Oh, right.
I think Billie Eilish is going to win the most Grammys this year. I think that song's going to sweep. Because she has a lot of good connections within the music industry for people to vote for her.
Who the fuck is Boy Genius?
There's some girl group who, one of them's Phoebe Bridgers, who is allegedly famous.
Wait, is that shade?
No, like I see so much shit about her.
I know,
and I'm like, who are you?
No,
it's a bit like Taylor Swift, like her PR team's working overtime because I shouldn't know this much.
I just know so many girls just talking about them all the time. I'm like, Who are they? And I never see them putting like the song over their videos or using their music ever.
No, it's not a thing.
Like, you don't even like them. You're a fucking liar. Okay, cool.
Jon Batiste, Worship, Miley Cyrus, Flowers, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, SZA, Kill Bill, Taylor Swift, Antihero, and Victoria Monet. On my hood. I look fly. I look good. I'm not going to do that every time she's nominated, don't
worry. Okay, Jon Batiste, Worship, what song is that?
No fucking clue.
Okay. So now we've got Album of the Year.
Oh, who would your vote for? Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, shit, sorry. I'll say Billie Eilish as well. Or maybe Miley Cyrus. Oh, actually, no, it's going to be Taylor Swift, isn't it?
No, because it's not fan vote. I think Taylor Swift will win album, but I don't think she'll win...
Wait, so who's voting for this fucking
music
shit?
Industry experts. Oh, but what I was saying is like, you just need a referral, so you don't actually have to be a music industry expert.
Okay, so and you got it all music-y and then I just...
A lot of the people, apparently, don't actually listen to the things. They'll just nominate for who they know.
Mm.
So it's like a really good album might not actually technically win because the people are too lazy to actually go listen.
Yeah, maybe the people will be thinking that Taylor Swift is also...
I think Billie.
Billie or Miley? I think Billie, actually. We love a bit of Billie. Okay, cool. So now we've got Album of the Year. You've got Boy Genius again with the record. Janelle Monáe, The Age of Pleasure. What's a Janelle Monáe song again? Fuck no, it's okay. Jon Batiste, Wild Music Radio. Lana Del Rey? Mm. Period. Did you know that there's a tunnel under the Ocean Boulevard? Fuck me, that is a long-winded...
Yeah, her songs are also long as well. Mm. I don't know why.
Apart from Ride. Miley Cyrus, Endless Summer Vacation, Olivia Rodrigo, Guts, SZA, SOS, and Taylor Swift, Midnights.
I'm going for Taylor Swift, Midnights.
I'm going to go for...
I would hope it's SZA. I really want it to be SZA, but I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
I think it might be Miley Cyrus. People love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but her album was like critically really bad.
Really?
Yeah. Like a lot of people are like, fuck, how I don't is it know. Even
I'm just going. I'm just going off of like, who? Yeah, I'm going to say Miley Cyrus though. Okay.
Song of the year. Again, What Was I Made For? Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. Jon Batiste, Butterfly. Lana Del Rey, A&W. Miley Cyrus, Flowers. Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. SZA, Kill Bill. Taylor Swift, Antihero.
I'm so surprised that Lana Del Rey is here. Maybe it's because she was at Glastow.
She's a yeah. That's it. She's a lot more popular than you think. Like, I think she has like a record for number one albums or something.
Wow. Oh, I love Lana Del Rey and I don't disagree with the hype at all, but I thought she was a bit more of a like
alternative underground.
Same with Boy Genius a little bit as well, to be fair.
I don't know whether I want to do Olivia Rodrigo or SZA for this, but I think I might do...
What's Vampire?
Blood sucker, fame fucker, bleeding me dry.
That's
like
she's
a
18.
Goddamn vampire. No, she's like 21 now.
Oh, right,
okay. I'm going to go for SZA, I guess. I don't know if it's going to be...
I'm going to go for Flowers, Miley Cyrus. What is it with me and Miley?
Best New Artist, Coco Jones, Gracie Abrams, Fred Again, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll, Noah Kahan, Victoria Monet, and The War and Treaty.
Fred Again.
It's going to be Ice Spice.
I think it's going to be Fred Again.
Okay. Well, I actually... predicted the Best New Artist nominees and I got half them right. The ones who I didn't get right was Pink Panthers, but then I found out she didn't submit. So I really thought it was going to be a K-pop girl group. So
yeah, there's no K-pop
I
here.
Thought it was going to be 50-50 or New Jeans.
How come there's no K-pop here?
I don't know. But I thought 50-50 or New Jeans were going to be in there, but they weren't. I thought Peso Pluma was going to be in there, but he wasn't. I thought Rema.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to be in there. Again, he wasn't.
No, Ashake as well.
Yeah. And I also thought Dochi was going to be in there.
Who's Dochi?
She sings, what is that? How does it go? What it is, ho, what's up?
Oh, thank God she's not.
No, she's really, really talented. That's just her worst song.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which, of course, is the one that goes viral. But her songs are insane. But I did guess Coco Jones, Gracie Abrams, Fred Again, Ice Spice, and Victoria.
Who's Coco Jones, sorry?
She sings I See You. I can never remember how that song goes, but she is the girl from da 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 da. Yes, I did that too. And you do it too for a check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I say Fred Again. I think he's the most talented out of them all.
Yeah, I don't think Ice Spice is the most talented. I just think that she will win.
And also, Fred Again is a little Nepo baby, so.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it kind of crazy? I saw a TikTok saying that he's the first, like, the only person, and probably will be the only person ever to headline Coachella before getting a Best New Artist nomination.
See?
Like, that is insane.
I think I honestly think he's as big as Ice Spice.
Yeah, same. I just think Ice Spice will get it. Ice Spice is definitely big, more famous. But that's because of branding.
Yeah,
like, she has a brand behind
her.
Yeah,
I guess so. He doesn't have a look. Yeah. Like, people will be like, I don't know what the fuck Fred Again looks like.
His songs may have, maybe, no, his songs don't even have more streams.
Yeah, no, it's true. I don't know. I feel like I vision him more as someone.
Who do you think your mum will be more likely to know, Ice Spice or Fred Again? I think Ice Spice.
Yeah,
but
that's actually a fucking good point.
Yeah, but she doesn't know either of them.
Yeah, no, exactly. But it would be Ice Spice.
If I was to show them two pictures, she may slightly recognize Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Best rap song: Doja Cat, Attention; Drake and 21 Savage, Rich Flex; Killer Mike, Scientist and Engineers; Lil Uzi Vert, I Just Wanna Rock; and Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice featuring Aqua, Barbie World.
I just wanna rap.
I kind of think that might win.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I'm gonna go for Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, me too.
Because Nicki Minaj has never won a Grammy.
And I hope it's not this year. Or next. Best rap album: Drake and 21 Savage, Her Loss; Killer Mike, Michael; Metro Boomin, Heroes and Villains; Nas, King's Disease III; and Travis Scott, Utopia. I don't think Travis Scott. I don't think Nas.
Metro Boomin, I guess.
Metro Boomin, maybe. I think it's going to be Drake and 21 Savage.
I don't know. I don't see Drake at the Grammys.
He's never at the Grammys.
But like, I just don't. Like, I feel like that's why they wouldn't award him.
I do get that, though. That's actually very true. You would want to award someone that's going to turn up.
Yeah.
He never goes to any of the award shows.
No, now you say that. He doesn't even go to like Met Gala.
Because I remember when I used to watch him when I was younger, they always used to show him on the screen.
Yeah, he used to, oh my God, he used to run the award show circuit in like the early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you're that famous, you don't really need to.
Yeah, but I just think that's like an injustice to your job.
I guess, like, if Beyonce can go, you can go, Drake. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Final category: Best Pop Dance Recording. Bebe Rexha and David Guetta, One in a Million; Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding, Miracle; David Guetta and fucking Marie is now a Grammy nominated artist.
Wow.
Anne-Marie and Coi Leray, Baby Don't Hurt Me; Kylie Minogue, Padam; and Troye Sivan, Rush. This is a tough one.
I think it might be David Guetta and Coi Leray, even though I don't know the song. What song is that?
It's Baby Don't Hurt Me, What Is Love?
Oh,
but they did like a sample of it. I'm stuck between Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, and I kind of could see Troye Sivan taking it.
Wait, what's the Calvin Harris song?
When You Hold Me, and it's what you do believe in love, when you believe in miracles.
Oh yeah, true that. Maybe.
Fuck it, I'll go for them. Although, mark my words, can we have a footnote for when it goes? I do think Troye Sivan will win a award. I think he's nominated for two. I think he'll win one of them.
I need to see who this man is.
It's I Feel the Rush. So good. Yeah. So good.
Have you seen Alex Consani?
Yeah.
You know, the model. And she's like dancing to it. And I love that. I feel the rush. Addicted to it. I love that. Troye
Sivan.
Oh, I hope he wins. Will they? Sorry. Sorry, I can't see the picture.
Oh, and on that note, thank you. For listening to this week's episode of Pop Off, Isla, where can the people find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram and YouTube at Isla Lobo.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this week's episode. Who do you think will be winning big at the Grammys? And what are your thoughts on this year's I'm a Celeb lineup? Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
You bodied that last bit.
Perk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.